The recent shooting in Orlando has served for some as a justification to treat all members of the Muslim community with suspicion. This tactic of judging an entire community because of the actions of a minority who have twisted Islamic teachings is a dangerous precedent, which I believe undermines the very nature of our nation. It is also illogical, given that every community has its extremists, individuals who twist religious thought for their own purposes. For me, this issue is even more disturbing, given that I entrusted my health to a member of the Muslim community. Many years ago, I took ill. While my primary care physician began the treatment, he felt it wise to send me to a specialist, well known in the field and in our community of Cincinnati, who was a Muslim. It never would have occurred to me that because the physician prayed at a mosque, that he would not treat me with the same level of care, concern, and professionalism than any other physician. I literally put my physical well-being in his hands. He was the one deciding which tests I needed. He was reading and interpreting the results. He developed a treatment plan. At some point while I was seeing him, I spoke to the physician about the two of us going on a speaking tour, the rabbi patient and the Muslim physician. It struck me that the two of us could move beyond politics and talk about trust and the need for civility and respectful conversations. Today, when there are those who suggest that all Muslims should be placed under a shadow of doubt, it is important to remember that the violent actions of a handful of people do not define an entire community. Rather than using fear to serve political agendas, we should treat the Muslim community with the same respect my physician treated me. And when we do, we'll see the Muslim community in our nation as they really are, the same as you and me. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.